this and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Hi, we are with Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the City Center Mall in White Plains. My name is Ronnie Ram, owner of Inspiri Outdoor, and Westchester Talk Radio is produced and powered by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics. So this is a beautiful almost fall day here, September 28th. I'm here with Kyle McMurray from Be First in Line. Say hi, Kyle.
Hello, how you doing?
So we're going to chat for a few minutes here, and really we're going to just talk a little bit more about social media and some of Kyle McMurray's company, his strategy, and some things he wants to share with our listeners. So, Kyle, why don't you just tell us very briefly just a little bit about your company, kind of like top line.
You got it. So online marketing is really confusing for a lot of people, and really it just comes down to two things. You really only need two things. And the first is some kind of predictable selling system, some way to convert cold prospects into hot buyers. And the second thing is traffic to bring to that system. Now, the funny thing is everybody gets hung up on traffic, which is fairly easy because at this point, all you need to do is buy traffic, right? It's everywhere. But the tricky part is that second part, that predictable selling system. And that's what we specialize in.
That's great. Thanks so much. Right before the show started, Kyle and I were talking about a lot of different things. We came up with two topics, so let's kind of jump into them. One was about being a specialist, right? So I think a lot of you out there in the audience have agreed that we can't be great at everything. While we want to be kind of dangerous enough to speak on a broad basis, which is what a strategist like Kyle can do. Kyle, let's talk about, give us a sense of the different areas within your industry and then where you really fall in and bring the most value to the client.
Sure. And just a quick story about this. It was about 6-7 years ago. I was going through a divorce and I didn't have any kind of job that I could do. I'd been a stay-at-home dad, so I learned social media, and for a while it was great. Everything was rolling in, reach was fantastic, and then one day I could see it all kind of, the blood kind of drained out. I could see that everything was moving towards paid, and I knew I had to specialize in being a paid traffic person. Now, the first thing I ever did on Facebook for an ad worked, so I thought, I got this. The problem was the next thing didn't, and the third thing did even worse. And I started to look around and say, what am I missing? Why did it work and now it doesn't? And I realized that there was a predictable system, and someone had told me about a system that they were using that could actually move people. And it resembles dating. It takes somebody from being totally cold, not knowing who you are, all the way to being a rabid promoter for your business. Once we started using that eight-stage system, all of our campaigns worked.
That's great. So you brought up a really good point there. So the point was a plan, right? And I think that people go through different stages in their business. So mm-hmm. You have somebody that just started their business. They may start with a business plan. Sounds like a great idea in the beginning. Very difficult to execute. And what happens, I think, in the cycle of the business is you end up realizing that you need some assistance and some strategy. So when you put a plan together, talk to us about the actual process. So you sit with a client or you're speaking on the phone with the client. How does that conversation start? What questions do you ask them? And then how do you go about executing that plan?
Yeah, so the first thing we do is we walk them through what we call a customer journey. And that is exactly that kind of eight-step plan. Now this is actually based on how we're hardwired. So there was a zoologist that studied how do people go from not knowing each other, all the way to having a family and sharing a house. And he found out there's 12 predictable stages. And what's interesting is you can move through those stages very rapidly. In other words, two people can have a one-night stand and both be happy, as long as they go through these stages.
It's a lot of dating examples here.
I know. You can tell
where we are. There is an application to business here.
Yes, there is.
So, yes.
So, but what we found out is that you don't have to go through all 12, but there are 8 stages for moving somebody from being a cold prospect all to being a rabid promoter. And as long as you don't skip steps, you're good. I think we've all in business had the experience of going to a network meeting and somebody comes up, shakes our hand, and starts immediately pushing their business, insurance or whatever.
Absolutely.
And you feel assaulted. It's because we're hardwired for that. We need to be, you know, meet them, have them engage us, and then maybe meet them again. And so it's the same thing with advertising. You need to see something several different times, right? So the more that you jump online, and that was what was wrong with my campaigns, is I was trying to sell. I was trying to take somebody, basically another dating example,
sure,
walking right up to a woman in a bar I find attractive and asking her to marry me or go home with me immediately.
Sure.
I'm going to end up with a lot of drinks thrown at me. So in other words, I need it. There's a system that we're hardwired to be engaged with, and that's the system we use. So when we sit down, we look at a person's business, what's worked in the past, where they want to go, and then start to map out where each one of these things go. Where should we use Facebook ads? Where should we use content marketing? And we can drop those in and make and move people from one stage to another predictably and consistently.
So in other words, it's not, wow, I'm going to decide to market or advertise and all of a sudden I'm going to get business immediately or tomorrow. Now, it happens in some cases,
sure,
right, with some, you know, Google AdWords and things like that. That can happen, but the best way is really to understand that there is a process and steps here. So
exactly.
When somebody decides to put a marketing plan or execute a marketing plan, what you will do is walk them through those steps and say, first, you know, what do you want to get out of this?
Right.
What was your messaging? Is it consistent with your brand?
Right. Exactly.
Is there a timeline typically that it takes from an interview to actually execute a campaign?
We try to do it in 2 weeks. Okay. So from initial interview to first traffic campaign, we try and get it in under 14 days. That's always our goal. And some people, we can get it up as fast as 3 days. It's particularly if they have a lot of history advertising before then, and we can look at what's worked before. Because for some reason, we all forget what something that really worked, we just get bored of it. We think, oh, we don't need that anymore. But that could actually be a terrific campaign to start with. So we always want to look at what's worked before and what didn't work before.
Yep. And a lot of, I think, keys to success from your perspective as a vendor is to be able to switch gears, to help clients switch gears based on what's working, what's not working.
Right.
How long do you typically execute a campaign for, and how often within that campaign do you look and adjust as needed?
Particularly in the beginning, we need to look every 48 hours if we're on Facebook, because within 48 hours, generally, 99% of the time, you'll see if a campaign's working or not. And we start out very low budgets, $10, something like this, so that we're not spending a ton of money to test. And we'll see very quickly. Facebook will give us what they call a relevance score. We'll see the engagement score, and we'll be able to tell this campaign's a dud. Let's move on to a different one. And we have at least four lined up when we start.
And is Facebook the area that you think that you focus on the most right now?
Facebook is fantastic just because of the targeting. We've never had the ability to target like we can on Facebook. But YouTube is dirt cheap still. And it's really coming up. YouTube is fantastic because you've got intent. People are searching for something, and you can even advertise on your competitor's channel as long as they have advertising enabled, which most do.
That's great. And then, so are there industries that you feel are better served by this type of advertising? And if so, are there industries that you specialize in?
There are, you know, I'm trying to really specialize and niche down. It's been something I've been told. I get bored a little bit. So I have a woman that sells spices for losing weight, to make your food taste better. I have a woman that sells courses on how to raise your children better. So I kind of run the gamut. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I am trying to focus down. But this Facebook is fantastic for almost everybody just because of the targeting. And even B2B. B2B can work fantastic on Facebook. Of course, LinkedIn is also really good.
Sure.
There's other platforms. But like you said, you want to be careful about spreading yourself too thin. You want to get really good. I mean, I heard Jay Abraham, the famous marketing guru, say if he had to do everything over, his one piece of advice was go deep. Get really good at one thing. And once you master that, you can take what you've learned to that and move it on to the next platform.
That's great. That's Kyle McMurray from Be First in Line. Kyle, how do people find you if they want to look you up? And
I'm actually doing a webinar on this very topic. And if they want to do that, they can go to grownowmarketing.com. So it's grownowmarketing.com/webinar-. register.
And that's a landing page.
That's a landing page.
So that's an example of a landing page. When you're doing something special, you really want to maybe have an opportunity to track something beyond your typical URL. And is your URL for the company Be First in Line?
It's Moving to Grow Now Marketing.
Moving to Grow Now Marketing.com.
Yeah. No, it's not. just Grow Now Marketing.com.
Ah, it's moving.
Yeah,
okay. So it's Grow Now Marketing.com.
You got it.
Grow Now Marketing.com. Kyle McMurray, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Roddy.
And we'd love to have you back in a few months.
Great.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
All right, welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio and the Inspiria and Shark Marketing Hour at the City Center Mall in White Plains, New York. So first, I want to thank some of the sponsors that make this possible: Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelift Remodeling, and White Plains YMCA. Also, if you want to listen live or in the future, download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. All right, so today our second guest is Mark Barrett from Eagle Eye Promotions. Mark, say hello to the crowd.
Good afternoon.
Wow, big crowd. Yay, Mark and I go back a long way. He's a friend. We've run in the same circles and seen each other around, and now we also sit on a committee together for the Business Council Expo. Great to have you down from the state of Connecticut.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So today, you know, just as you listened with Kyle earlier, we're going to just talk a little bit about your business and hopefully give the audience something to think about and learn. You know, when a lot of people think about promotions or promotion companies, it takes a long way back, where it was really only for people that wanted to give out squeeze balls in a trade show. And that world has changed tremendously with, I think, the need to keep our brand out there beyond how many times I go to a trade show. So can you tell us about your business a little bit, kind of top line, and maybe just respond to that a little bit, because I'm sure people are interested.
All right. So we've been in business since 2005 and specialize in three primary areas, promotional products, trade show displays and signage, and branded apparel. It's really about getting noticed and staying noticed. What we've found over the years with promotional products, it's a very inexpensive way to put your brand in front of people, and it stays there every day. We always believe in using a useful product. This way, it's not going to be given to a kid, it won't be tossed, and it'll sit on somebody's desk, so a prospect will see you every day.
Give us an example of that.
So it could be something as simple as a sticky note holder case that has somebody's logo either in full color or embossed that is literally on their desk every day. They need to use a sticky note. They open it up. When they're opening it, they're looking at your branding. So they're reminded of you every day.
So things like that. I've gotten desk calendars from people that are very useful, or even things like a coffee mug, because who doesn't like to drink coffee?
Unfortunate few.
They don't know what they're missing, or maybe we don't know what we're not missing. But
I actually was driving behind a car on the way down here, and his license plate was not decaf.
Not decaf. That is right. That's a good way to explain my morning, my late morning, and my afternoon.
And he was driving fast, so. Yeah.
Not decaf. Now, take us through those three steps of the business, one at a time. So.
All right. So promotional products is pretty simple. It is a hopefully a useful product, as you mentioned, squeeze balls, but anything. It could be a piece of luggage. It could be apparel. It could be a cell phone battery charger. It could be a portable speaker, headphones, anything like that. Branded apparel, T-shirts, sweatshirts, dress wear, either with embroidery or screen printing. And then trade show displays, we've done anything from high-end custom displays for people that require, a commitment because it's an investment, from portable pop-up displays to desktop and all sorts of signage, either from like what's behind us right here or for, banners on walls.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, we always have a conversation about marketing and advertising as an investment. And essentially, I look at you also as a fellow marketing company. And when you look at that as an investment in your brand, not an expense, it makes a lot of sense, right? So the way I look at it is if I can wear a shirt or if I'm going to a trade booth and I'm hoping to get a client that's worth $10,000 a year for me to not spend X amount of dollars, $1,000, maybe it's $500, maybe it's $2,000. To me, I don't want to use the word silly, but I think sometimes it's a little short-sighted. Do you see that people are now getting around to understanding the power that investing in their brand can do to their business?
Absolutely. I think that the people who are looking down the road, who are building a brand or have a brand that they need to continue getting it out there, totally understand that it's important for them to keep their name in the public. And what we always try to do is encourage people to use quality and something that's going to be useful because, again, it's seen every day.
Is there like a what's hot list right now of things in the promotional product or the things that people are doing now that they didn't do so much in the past?
So tech has been really important. I can't tell you how many battery chargers I do. We have a new vendor out. We're going to start looking at some of their portable speakers that can actually build a surround sound system. I have one client who's in the tech industry. All of their users are tech, and I think this is something that they're going to love because it applies to their client. It's great branding, and it's something that people will use to enjoy on a regular basis.
And if they use it, they're going to keep it around. They're going to keep your name in front of them.
That's the idea.
And hopefully not the competitor.
That is definitely the idea.
So are promotional products and other type of branding models only for the large companies, or are they affordable for the smaller company?
Absolutely. What I like to tell people is there's really expensive product that are lousy quality and there's really inexpensive product that are great quality. So we work with clients anywhere from a small person doing a party favor or a small corporate who needs 100, small items because they don't have the budget. And we've done projects for American Express. So it can be used throughout.
That's great. And talk about a little bit of like the apparel. Is it something that is co-branded, or are there brand names that people can kind of use, like a Nike and Adidas, or is it all generic stuff?
No. You can do it both ways. If people want to use a high-end brand like a Nike, they're going to have a larger budget because that is a more expensive item. I think that we've found over the years that more and more people, they don't necessarily need to co-brand it. It's their branding that's the most important. So they want the good quality, they want the proper decoration on it, and they just want something that's going to look and feel good.
And do you partner with agencies and other marketing companies to be their kind of partner in this type of products and services?
That's a great question. This morning, in fact, I've been working with a marketing agency for 11 years now, and I've basically been their promotional arm and trade show arm. I actually sent them my bio and a headshot today because they're including me on their website as one of their preferred vendors, actually is really a part of their team. So we've done a huge amount of our business over the years in conjunction with marketing and ad agencies.
And I think that's what a lot of companies are realizing now, that, you know, you and Kyle and I just spoke about it. You want to be a specialist, right? We want to be specialists in what we do. Myself in outdoor advertising, you in promotional and branding, things like that. And to have a partnership sometimes with that is a lot more effective, because you can honestly tell a client, listen, this is not my area of expertise, but I have a trusted partner. And I'm going to bring them in, and they're going to answer your questions, and they're going to do right by you because they care about not just their reputation, but our reputation as well.
And also, when you're combining two agencies or two different people with different perspectives, you can have conversations and bounce ideas off of each other that benefits the clients. I've gone in with agencies to see clients. I've brought people in with me when I have a project that I can, you know, that they could help for, and it really I think enhances the experience for the client.
Yep. And you can coordinate the goals and the messaging.
Absolutely.
So, Mark, how does somebody find Eagle Eye?
We can be found on the web at eagleeyepromotions.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all under the Eagle Eye Promotions name.
Fantastic. So that's Mark Barrett from Eagle Eye Promotions. Mark, thank you so much for being here today.
Ronnie, thank you for having me.
And if anyone's interested in being on this radio show, just visit sharkcreative.com. And if you'd like to advertise at the City Center Mall, please contact Inspiria Outdoor at inspiriaoutdoor.com. And lastly, I'd like to remind everybody to download the Westchester Talk radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk, or like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. This is Ronnie Ram from Inspiria Outdoor and the Inspiria Shark Radio Hour.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.